Welcome to IP Management Voice, the podcast spotlighting leading minds in IP and IP management. This series supports the IP Business Academy's call for subject matter experts to share insights, foster reflection, and strengthen the global IP system. Join the conversation via our newsletter and explore cutting-edge content on DPLEX. The content featured in this episode on the role of industry knowledge for the success of patent attorneys comes from Bernd Burschertz.
Okay, let's unpack this. So the world of technology and intellectual property is just constantly changing super rapidly.
Oh, absolutely. Nonstop.
And if you're working in this space, maybe as a patent attorney, just knowing the law, well, it doesn't seem to be quite cutting it anymore.
No. There's definitely this growing sense, this need for a really deep connection to the industries you're actually serving.
A practical connection, right? Not just theoretical.
Exactly. To be truly effective, you've got to understand more than just the tech specs. You need the pulse of the business it sits in.
What drives the client? What are their real headaches?
Precisely.
And that's really what we want to dive into today. We're looking at insights from this specific source. It's an article summarizing a CEPI IP business talk.
Ah, yes. With Bernd Burschertz.
That's the one. He's a patent attorney, but his background is, well, it's pretty fascinating. Deep roots in telecommunications.
Yeah, his journey is quite telling. Coming from decades inside that industry before moving into IP law, I mean, that gives a unique perspective.
Totally. So our mission here for this deep dive is to really pull out the key takeaways from his talk.
Okay.
We want to get why this kind of, you know, hands-on industry knowledge is becoming so critical for patent attorneys.
And what that means for companies trying to protect their innovations, right?
Exactly. What does that shift mean in practice?
So get ready, because we're exploring why knowing the actual nuts and bolts of a business might just be the secret weapon in IP today.
And what that could mean for you listening, whether you're an IP tech or honestly just curious about how these complex fields work.
Okay, so Burschertz's own story, as you mentioned, really highlights his points. He didn't start out planning to be a patent attorney.
No, not at all. He trained as an electrical engineer first.
And not just for a short stint. The source says decades in technical roles, management roles, all within telecom.
Right. Working for big names like Vodafone back in the early 90s? During the dawn of digital mobile.
Yeah, specifying technical requirements for mobile networks. Really deep in the operational weeds of a huge industry. That kind of experience, that practical hands-on stuff, it gives you a lens you just don't get from law school alone.
For sure. And what's really interesting, I think, is that he made this big career shift later on, after turning 50.
Yeah, imagine that. Going from managing these complex tech projects to navigating the legal intricacies of innovation protection at that stage, it's quite a pivot.
That move itself says a lot about the value he saw in merging that deep industry background with the legal side. And based on the article, probably the biggest takeaway from his talk was exactly that. Just how crucial that deep industry knowledge really is for patent attorneys now.
Yes, he makes a really strong case for it. Understanding a client's tech and their business processes from that real-world experience standpoint, it lets an attorney ask, well, fundamentally more insightful questions.
Right. Not just how does it work, but maybe how does this fit?
Exactly. It's about the operational context, the market pressures, all that stuff. And he argues this leads directly to much sharper IP strategies.
And stronger patents in the end. More relevant ones.
Stronger, more relevant patents. That's the idea.
So it's not just about looking at a schematic. You need to grasp how this invention actually plays out in the company's world. How they make it, sell it, who they're competing against.
Precisely. The article points out, you know, an attorney focused only on the technical novelty might completely miss the bigger business picture.
Okay.
But someone with Burschertz's kind of background, they could see how an invention impacts the supply chain or market position or overall strategy.
So they understand not just the claims language, but why this specific patent is a key piece of the business puzzle long term.
Yes. It lets them connect the dots between the tech innovation and the company's bottom line, its competitive edge.
Which sounds like it leads right into another big challenge he talked about, bridging this, this Chinese wall.
That disconnect that can happen between patent attorneys and their clients.
Where companies might be a bit guarded about sharing too much strategic stuff with outside counsel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They might limit what they disclose mostly to the technical details, creating this barrier.
And if the attorney only gets the tech specs, they're kind of flying blind on the strategy side?
Right. They could be missing chances to draft patents that really lock down the full business value of the invention.
So Boschers argues that getting past that requires building some serious trust, cultivating real relationships.
Yeah, and his suggestion for how to do that is interesting. He talks about setting up multiple different communication lines inside the client's organization.
Meaning?
We'll definitely talk to the engineers and inventors, obviously. That's table stakes.
Sure.
But also connect with leadership, the CEO, the CTO, the people who hold the company's wider vision and strategy.
Getting that multi-level view, that must paint a much richer picture of what the client is actually trying to achieve.
Definitely. It lets the attorney help build a patent portfolio that's not just legally sound, but really truly aligned with where the business wants to go.
It kind of shifts the attorney's role then, doesn't it?
It really does. He hammered home that point.
Mm.
Modern patent attorneys need to evolve. They can't just be drafters and prosecutors anymore.
They need to be more like strategic partners.
Strategic partners, yeah. Helping clients navigate this whole complex mix of innovation, market forces, competition.
And viewing patents not just as like legal paperwork you file somewhere.
Right. But as absolutely critical business assets. Real tools for the business.
The source had a good example of this, didn't it? Something about a mechanical engineering firm.
Yeah, that was a great illustration. They had an initial patent idea focused purely on some technical feature.
Okay.
But because the attorney could have those deeper discussions, you know, enabled by understanding the business side.
They figured something else out.
They realized the invention's biggest value wasn't just the feature itself, but how it directly impacted the company's supply chain efficiency. Made it way more efficient.
Wow. So that changed everything.
It completely reshaped how they defined the patent, how they drafted it, filed it. It unlocked way more strategic value for the company. That's the power of combining the tech and business views.
Makes sense. The talk also mentioned digital transformation, which is hitting every sector. How does that fit in?
Oh, it's crucial for efficiency, communication. Boschers mentioned his own firm went fully digital, ditching paper.
Oh, okay.
And that just streamlines everything. Interactions, collaboration.
Yeah.
It lets them be more agile, which fits the speed of business today. It supports that whole shift towards being a more integrated partner.
So the digital tools are like enablers. They help attorneys be more efficient, manage information better.
Mm.
But underneath all of that, the source really seemed to stress something, well, more fundamental as being the most critical piece.
Yes, absolutely. Despite all the tech, all the legal complexity, IP law practice is still, at its core, a people business.
A people business? What exactly does that mean here?
It means, well, successful patent attorneys need to have a genuine interest, a real curiosity about their clients' businesses, their industries.
So investing the time to really get their world, their goals, their problems.
Yes. And crucially, being able to speak both languages fluently. The language of cutting-edge engineering and the language of business strategy, finance even.
So it's not just about being technically sharp or legally perfect.
No, it's also about building that rapport,
yeah.
Showing you actually care, making that human connection. That's what builds the trust you need to break down those walls we talked about.
And unlock the real strategic value.
Precisely. As tech keeps accelerating, the attorney who can bridge that tech business gap, use the digital tools effectively, and build those strong human relationships, they become indispensable.
And Boschers' own journey, you know, switching careers, bringing all that diverse real-world experience into IP, especially after 50, it's such a powerful example of this.
It really is. It shows that varied hands-on experience isn't just a nice to have. It can be a massive asset in navigating fields this complex.
Yeah, it challenges that idea that there's only one set path or timeline for success in these specialized areas.
Real world context matters.
A lot. So let's wrap this up. What does all this mean? We've taken this deep dive into why that real world industry experience is becoming just so important for patent attorneys.
Right. Shifting the focus from just technical novelty towards identifying strategic business value.
We talked about that challenge of bridging the gap, that disconnect that can happen between clients and attorneys.
Mm-hmm. And the need to really see patents as core business assets.
We touched on digital tools helping things along, but fundamentally, as the source really stresses,
it comes down to people. It's a people business built on trust and genuine understanding.
And Byrne Boschers' path, moving into patent law after decades in engineering and management, especially doing it after 50, that's a pretty vivid illustration.
Yeah, it highlights how diverse hands-on experience isn't just relevant. it can be a powerful, maybe unexpected superpower in complex fields like IP.
Which leaves us with a question for you, the listener, to think about. If deep, practical industry experience and that genuine human connection are so critical for success in a field like IP, which is highly technical and legal, how might applying that same idea, the value of diverse, hands-on experience and authentic human connection, shape your own approach? Maybe to learning or your career path, or just how you tackle challenges in whatever field you're in?
It's a great question. What seemingly unrelated experience might turn out to be your unexpected superpower?
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.